Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody great.
Nobody great.
No matter what.
Hallelujah. Nobody greater than you, Lord. We thank you on today, Lord. We praise you. Amen. And we thank everybody for calling in, everybody for tuning in on today. This is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our Seventh-day service is in full effect. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Hallelujah. Amen. And joining us later on, bringing forth the word, the Seventh-day word on today will be none other than Apostle Elder Nate Curry. We'll be in the building. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bringing forth a word from the Lord, praise God. For now, let's go to the throne of grace, amen, and get this Holy Ghost party started, hallelujah. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you on this morning, Lord. We want to praise you. We want to magnify you. We want to lift your name up, Lord. We want you to know, Lord, that we came here, hallelujah, to seek your presence, to seek your face, hallelujah, to seek your word. Hallelujah, and to magnify you for being who you are, and that's God all by yourself. We want you to know, Lord, we love you. Lord, we appreciate you for each and everything you do at all times, Lord. Hallelujah. We lift your name up high and holy because you are worthy to be praised. We want to bind, we want to rebuke, and we want to cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for the revelation you're about to give us, that's about to drop into our hearts, our minds, and our souls. We will continue to magnify you. We will continue to love you. We will continue to lift you up, Lord. And we love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes.
And amen. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah on this morning. Praise God. We want to welcome everybody and thank everybody for tuning in. Hallelujah. This is the Seventh Day Celebration. Hallelujah. We have come together on the seventh day of the magnify and praise God to lift him up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let him know how much we love him. To let him know how much we appreciate him. Hallelujah. And we come to hear from him on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody who has come in. Hallelujah. Everybody who has tuned in. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go to our opening scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And our opening scripture is coming from Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. Hallelujah. Amen. And it reads, and the Lord gave me a message. He said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and anointed you my spokesman to the world. Glory to God. Mm.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be the scripture today also. This is the scripture the Lord wants you to take with you. He wants you to know, amen, praise God, you were chosen, amen, before you and your mother came together. Your daddy and your mother came together. You were chosen. Hallelujah. He said, before I formed you in your mother's bed. Hallelujah. I anointed you. I made you what you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And can't no man take that from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
What you are was set before the hands of time, glory to God, began to tick. Hallelujah. Amen. God has already anointed you and appointed you. Glory to God. He has already equipped you. Hallelujah. You are ready. Amen. Praise God according to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. So take Jeremiah, amen, chapter 1. Praise God. Verse 4 with you on today. As you travel throughout today, remember, hallelujah, that before, hallelujah, your mother even knew of you, God knew of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God on today. Hallelujah. If you're just not joining us, this is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, and getting ready to come forth and bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord. Hallelujah. It's my brother in Christ, glory to God, representing the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide.
Yes.
Glory to God, based out of Los Angeles, California. I'm speaking about none other Hallelujah. Amen. The holy apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God.
Amen. Come on and put those hands together and give God a praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone that's under the sound of my voice, they can hear. Amen. The voice of the apostle. Come on and give God a praise. Come on and give him the best praise you got right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and let's lift his name on high this Sabbath day. Amen. How many of you got a praise for the Lord right now? Come on and give it to him right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, God, we bless your name right now, Lord. We thank you. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord. We bless you right now, Lord God. We thank you in advance, God, for what you're about to do, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word, God. Hallelujah. That shall not return unto you void, but accomplish that which you sent it out to do. Thank you, Lord, for the right now rhema word, God. Hallelujah, that you are giving us, Lord. Glory to God. You said man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of your mouth. Amen. Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord. Speak, and we shall hear and obey. And we give you the praise. We bind the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every devil and demon. Amen. Lord, clear the atmosphere. Rabba Sandarabosha. Clear Sunday. So your words can go forth with the power and the anointing that you wanted to have. We bless your holy name today, and we thank you in advance. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Come on and lift your voices and give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. We share, rejoice, and be glad in it. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. How many know that God is still large and in charge? Amen. Hallelujah. And that he has not lost no power. He has not lost no virtue. Amen. He still is the same God that he was yesterday. God says, I am the same yesterday, today, and what? Forevermore. Hallelujah. He has not changed, will not change. But everything around him will change for him. Oh, I wish somebody a stick of praise in right there. Amen. Give God a praise right there if you know it to be true. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God this morning. Glory to God this morning. Giving praise and glory to God, giving honor to my dear, dear brother, amen, Elder Andre Prevost, amen, the Prince of Preachers, amen. We thank God on this Sabbath day for you, my brother, and to your wife as well, amen, to my wife and beautiful queen, to my children, amen, yes. Hallelujah, amen. We thank God on this morning, amen. Give everybody a shout out, amen, to the Committee Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I shout you out this morning. Amen. We give praises to Yahshua in the highest. Amen. Child of God, before we jump into the word, amen, very quickly, I just want to share some things with you that God got on my heart this morning to share before we jump into the word. We're going to jump into that word quickly. Keep your spiritual eyes and ears open to God in this hour. Stay very close to him. Things are going to get worse in the world. But it's only preparing the way for the Messiah. The only peace. I sure hope y'all hearing me this morning. The only peace that we're going to find is in the word. Come on here, somebody. And you got to be able to find yourself in the word. Because we are in here. The righteous is in here. The wicked is in here. The evil people are in here. Peacemakers is in here. The humble is in here. You just got to find where you fit in here. I don't know if y'all hearing me this morning. Because you in here. It depends on where you are in God, but you in here. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying, if you find yourself in here, then you rest in where you are in here. Come on here, somebody. The only way you're going to find peace is when you find where you are in here. Amen. I want to go to two scriptures this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Go with me right quickly to Deuteronomy 28. Very familiar passage of scripture. But I want to look at it from, I just want to look at this little piece right here that the Lord put in my heart. Then we're going to go to the main scripture. Here's why I'm saying that you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is because America and this world system is under a curse. Can y'all please hear me this morning? Amen. Amen. You hear what the man of God is saying this morning? America is upon the curse. Go to Deuteronomy 28. We really want to understand what the Lord is saying. We always look at the blessing part and thank God for the blessing because we all want the blessing. But the blessing is predicated upon if you can be obedient to God. The blessing don't just come because it's in the book. The blessing comes when you obey God. Amen. Because blessings follow obedience. Amen. Behind every obedient spirit, there's a blessing behind it. So when we obey God, then we unlock the blessing that's behind the act of obedience that we did to obey God. Is everybody catching that this morning? If I obey God, then there's a blessing behind my obedience. Once we understand that, then we don't be looking for a prophet to prophesy to us everything. God said, when you obey me, you unlock the blessing that's behind it, because there's a blessing behind the obedience, just like behind every disobedient act, there's a curse. Oh, this witch cursed me. No, you cursed yourself when you disobeyed God. The witch is just a vessel being used by the devil to confirm the act that you did. Come on, Yabba. Deuteronomy 28. Let's look at verse 15 right quick. Deuteronomy 28:15. Is everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, but it shall come to pass. Circle that. But it shall come to pass. Meaning that it's going to absolutely happen. It's going to absolutely happen. But it shall come to pass if, based on conditions, if thou will not hearken. That word hearken means to hear, to do. If you will not hearken, if you won't hear God and do what God's telling you to do, unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all, somebody circle all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, somebody circle this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and what? Overtake thee. Not only is it going to come on you, not only is it going to come upon you, but when it come upon you, the curses are going to overtake you. Why? Because you would not heed to the voice of God. America, let me tell you something. Amen. The plagues that are here have come because you would not hearken and do what the Lord has been telling you to do. Amen. You refuse to serve him. So now God has taken his hands off of you, and now the curses are finna to come upon you. Well, as a matter of fact, they're already upon you, and they have already overtaken you. Now, hear what the word say. This ain't me talking. It's the word talking to you. Verse 16. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store, and thy store. So wherever you go, this curse is going to follow you. Why? Because of your disobedience. And ain't nothing you can do to stop it, nothing you can do to call this curse off of you, because the curse has stuck to you. It's going to stick to you. And see, in this hour, we got to make sure that we're not connected to anything or anybody that is up under the curse. Somebody give God a praise.
Man.
That's why God is telling us to separate ourselves. He says, separate yourself. Come out from among them. Come out from among the cursed thing. Come out from among the unclean thing. Why? Because I'm calling you to myself. And then he said in verse 18, cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy land, and the increase of thy kin, and the flock of thy sheep. Hallelujah. Wow. Now, I want to skip down. Wow, Lord have mercy. Let's go to verse 20. It says, verse 20. It says, and the Lord shall send upon thee cursing. Cursing. In other words, God goes send upon you a cursing spirit. Are y'all still hearing me this morning? And the Lord says, send upon thee cursing. Vexation. You're going to be vexed in your spirit. Hallelujah. And you're not going to stop being vexed. You're going to be a spirit of vexation is going to hit you. And rebuked. And all that thou settest thy hand unto for to do. Boy, there's some kind of curse right there. First, God's going to send a cursing spirit. Then he's going to send a vexation spirit. Then he's going to turn around and send a rebuking spirit to everything you set your hands to do until thou be destroyed. America, you don't understand where you're at right now with God. Things, my beloved, that's what I'm telling you, things are not going to get better except for us. God is saying the only people that are going to see the goodness of the Lord is going to be us in this hour. Oh, y'all didn't hear the Holy Ghost. Y'all too quiet. God said the only somebody that's going to see the goodness, people going to call for us because we are so blessed. But it ain't going to work until we touch it. They're going to be, can you just put your hands on this? Seem like you got the Midas touch. Whatever you touch, no, it's the anointing, hallelujah. Watch what I tell you, beloved. People are going to call for us. People are going to send for us. Why? Because God said whatever we do, it's going to prosper. Come on here, somebody. Amen. They're going to want us to touch their stuff. Amen. Matter of fact, they're going to start giving us their stuff, glory to God. And it's going to be up to God whether we take it or not. Why? Because it's going to be no good to them because everything they touch is going to be cursed. Are you? Hey, look there. Prophesy, boy. We in this hour. And God is saying, recognize the hour that we're in. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
He says, until thou be destroyed and until thou perish quickly. Notice, God says they're going to start dying off quickly because of the wickedness of thy doing. Because of the wickedness. Don't you know when somebody is wicked, if they can't get delivered, ain't no hope for the wicked. Wicked means that the sin has gotten down in your very nature. It has gotten down in the core of you, which means that you no longer are able to be delivered from it. It has overtaken you. Like in Deuteronomy 28:15 says that the curse has come upon you, but it has also what? Overtaken you. Because of the wickedness of thy doing, whereby thou hast forsaken me. Whereby thou hast forsaken me. In other words, you just have turned your back on God. You no longer want to hear about God. You don't want nothing to do with God. And now God says, because of that, the curse has come up on you. America, where you at? And this is what the Lord is telling me to tell you. But I got some good news, Tyler God. I got some good news for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come with me to Psalms 91. Now, because of what's going on in America, because she's under a curse and because, amen, she has turned her back on God and because she has sold her soul to the devil, while God is a wrath, because remember, 2022 will be the year of God's wrath. Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
If you can, write this down, because the Bible says you'll know a true prophet by what he say what? Come to pass. Write down what I'm saying, because as sure as the Lord is giving me breath to say it, it's going to happen. It's not a maybe it's going to happen. Amen. But God been having me to prophesy this since 2009. That's a long time, y'all. Between 2008 and 2009, he was showing me these things that's getting ready to happen. And I was sharing it with some people, and they thought I was crazy. They were like, oh, no. What you talking about, that's impossible. Nah, I don't know who you hearing. I said, I'm hearing the God of heaven. That's who I'm hearing. I said, they got a camera in the cable box, and that's why they want everybody to have cable. Nah, Apostle, they can't. I said, they watching us through the camera. That's why they have made it a must for everybody to get it. Not just some people. Everybody got to get it because they have organized the system to where Big Brother is watching, so to speak. Because the main thing is that he want to be like God. And he can never be God. One more crucial thing I want to drop in your spirit, beloved. Please take this to heart and please take this in. Amen. This is one of the benefits of being connected to Out of the Mouth of God ministry, because the Lord speaks to us prophetically, but he also speaks to us concerning things to come. Watch out for the month of December. Why are you saying this, Apostle? Because Biden. Now listen to the name Biden. Biden, bind, Biden. Whatever you bind, Biden. The word bind means to tie up. Bind means to put in bondage. Y'all not catching it. Biden has bind up. If you listen to names, names will identify themselves. And in the month of December, Biden has already designed a plan which would deal with a no cash flow. Everything will be digital. Everything will be cash will have no value. It's been having no value, but in December they're going to announce it. Are y'all hearing me this morning?
Amen.
If you don't believe me, look it up. I tell everybody, look this up. People going crazy over money, but in a minute, what are you going to do when you can no longer spend it? That's why it's so important right now for us to make the right moves with our financial dollars. That's why the Lord was saying it's not for us to be working for money, but it's for money to be working for you. How can you make your money work for you? Okay, man, let's go into Psalms 91. Come on, give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Psalms 91. And there we will hear the voice of our God even more. Amen. Psalms 91. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just heard the Holy Ghost say, he said, tell the people get excited in their spirit. Oh, so if we only got until December, child God, so guess what God getting ready to do? God getting ready to shower us with blessings, but also at the same time, he's saying be a wise steward. Come on here, somebody. Be a wise. Lift your hands right quickly and say, Lord.
Lord.
Make me a wise steward. A wise steward is when your master gives you something that you are able to turn it into more than what he gave you. Oh, I felt that. A wise steward is when your master gives you something that you're able to make it into more than what he gave you. And to be able to take care of what he gave you. Come on here, somebody. Lord, not only, Lord, hallelujah, did I take care of what you gave me, but I was able to turn it into more than what you gave me. Hallelujah. Come on, beloved, again. Say, Lord, make me a wise steward.
Make me a wise steward.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we all at Psalms 91 and 1. Let's begin at verse 1. Psalms 91, verse 1. And the word of the Lord says, he there dwelleth. That word dwell means to take up residence. But it has an ETH, which means to continue to take up residence. He that dwelleth in the secret place. Once you look at that word secret place. Because we're going to talk about that secret place. Of the Most High. So the secret place is a secret place that's in the Most High God. Come on here, somebody. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, we're going to have a good time in this verse this morning. Amen. I pray you open your spiritual ears and your spiritual heart wide and your spiritual eyes. Amen. So we can see what God is saying. He that dwelleth, he that continually take up residence. So he's saying you can't just come in and come out and go out. No, you got to. This got to be a place where you continuously abide at. We got to live in this place in the spirit realm. So he that dwelleth in the secret place. Let's look at that word, secret place. The secret place he's talking about, child of God, is in prayer. Is in your prayer closet. There should be a secret place in your prayer closet that you should be able to go and you should be able to call on God and get an immediate answer. Come on here, somebody. This call is actually a call to prayer, to your prayer closet. This is a call to your prayer closet. How many of you are still with me this morning?
Amen.
The Lord said, what you pray about in secret, I'm going to reward you what? Openly. Are y'all in touch with the Holy Ghost saying to us this morning? Listen, God is saying this ain't a call to everybody. This is a call to those who have a relationship with me in your secret place, in your prayer closet. I'm calling you to your prayer closet. Oh, somebody need to give God a shout right there. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, you thought it was a call to everybody. That's why everybody didn't answer. God says, I'm calling those of you who have a secret prayer closet, those who have a prayer life. Get in your secret place in me so I can reveal something, so I can protect you. Rabbah, Sandoro Boshe. So I can protect you from the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a shout.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, I'm calling you to your prayer closet. Get in your secret place. Get in the place where the devil can't touch you, Rababa Sando. But you got to live there. But you got to reside there. You got to stay there. You just can't come in and go out. God says, I need somebody that's ready to take a residence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why you think the Lord tell us about prayer? Amen. Prayer is sacred. It's secret. Amen. The only time that God wants us to pray out is when he tells us to pray, you know, over everything. But our personal prayer life, God is saying, no, that's secret. Why do you think it's so powerful when a husband and wife come together in prayer? Because the bond can't be broken. Come on. Why do you think the devil fight the prayer of agreement? He don't want the prayer of agreement to go forth. Why? Because he knows the power of prayer. Prayer puts us in a secret place. So if you're not in prayer, you're not in your secret place. That's why you get beat up and down. That's why the devil tearing your head up, because you're not in prayer in your secret place. How many know that? That's why when we pray in the Holy Ghost, that the devil, he go crazy because he cannot recognize, he cannot hear, he cannot decode what the Holy Ghost is saying. Come on here, somebody. He not on that frequency. Come on here, somebody, to be able to hear what the Lord is telling us and what's coming out of our mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rabu kun da 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 ba sande da bo sheke. That's why God is saying pray in the Holy Ghost. Because when we pray in the Holy Ghost, we come into a direct connection with heaven. Come on here, somebody. And he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Come on here, somebody. The Most High God, the El Elyon God, the God that is beyond and above everything. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God praise for being the Most High. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God praise for being the Most High God. Come on here, somebody. How many know there ain't no God more higher than our God? Come on here, somebody. Ain't no God above our God. Come on here, somebody. He is the Most High God. Hallelujah. Somebody need to give him reverence for being the Most High. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so him being the Most High God, he says, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now notice, he goes from being the Most High to the Almighty. So we see God switch hats in Psalm 91. He goes from being the Most High, which is El Elyon, to being the Almighty, which is El Shaddai. Come on here, somebody. But we only see him like that in the secret place. Ooh, I wish somebody would catch what the Lord is saying this morning. He says, you get in your secret place in prayer, and I'll show you that I'm not only the Most High, but I am also the Almighty God.
Yes.
I am the full-breasted God. I am the full-of-power God. Hallelujah. I'm the all-powerful God. I'm the Almighty God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So El Shaddai means he is the all-powerful, but he's also the full-breasted God. So he's saying, I'm the full-breasted God, so everything you need is in my breast. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that what flow out the breast is the milk? Come on here, somebody. So God says, the milk that I have will empower you to do whatever you need to do. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so God is saying, you ain't got to look outside of me for nothing. I'm everything you need. Come on here, somebody. I'm everything you want. Come on here, somebody. I'm everything you desire. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. All you got to do, glory to God, is get in the dwelling place of the secret place. Come on here, somebody. Amen. So our prayer closet is where we're going to see God, amen, in his fullness. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And then the psalmist, once he catches the revelation, then the psalmist,
yes,
it Lord. Gives him what? It gives him encouragement. It gives him the power to start saying what he needs to say so God can be who he need to be in his life. Listen, he says, I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord. He wasn't saying it at first until he realized who he was and is in his life. After he got into the revelation of seeing the Most High, and then he realized that the shadow of the Almighty was covering him, he began to speak. Come on here, somebody. Now, that shadow is important. Let's don't forget about the shadow. Remember what happened with Peter? Peter got out of prayer, and he started walking, and his shadow started healing folk. Oh, I can't hear nobody this morning. The shadow is the reflection of your natural self. This was in the daytime. What are you saying, Apostle? There is an anointing that's getting ready to hit our life so tough that even our shadow is going to be able to produce miracles and signs and wonders. Peter was just walking by, and as he walked by, his shadow was healing people and casting out devils. Come on here, somebody. And you get in your secret place, amen, and you begin to really allow me to put my glory on you, then all kind of signs and wonders are going to follow. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
How many of you want your shadow to be able
yes.
to heal people and deliver people from the devil? How many of you, hallelujah, want to get in your secret closet and say, Lord, do it for me, Lord. If you did it for Peter, Lord, do it for me, Lord. Whatever you did back then, God, do it right now for me. Somebody give God a shout out, my son, though.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Now, notice what the psalmist says in verse 2. He says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Hallelujah. Circle that word, refuge. Hallelujah. How many know that the refuge is a place of safety?
Amen.
Back in the Old Testament, when the Israelites was running from the enemy, they would find a place of refuge where their brother was, and he would open up the door for them and allow them to stay there, amen, so that they would not be killed by the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so the Lord saying in Psalms 91 that he is our refuge.
Yes,
oh, I don't know if you catch it, what the Lord is saying to you this morning. He says, I am your place of safety. I am the place that you can run to where the enemy would not be able to harm. He would not be able to hurt. Amen. He would not be able to destroy you. Glory to God. Why? Because I am your habitation. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
How many know that the word of God says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower? That the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous run in and they are saved. Come on here, somebody. All the hell that is breaking forth, all the of what is going on right now, all of the killing, the stealing, the robbing, we need a place of safety. How many of you know that outside of the word, there is no place of safety where anybody can run to? Come on here, somebody. The word of God, the name of the Lord, hallelujah, is a strong tower. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God praise. Somebody give God glory, hallelujah. The psalmist says, he is my refuge and my fortress. Come on here, somebody. Fortress is a gate that they will put up to protect them from the weapons of the enemy. The fortress was what you could stand behind and not get hit. Come on here, somebody. But also it enabled you to fire at your enemy and not be susceptible to be getting hit back. Come on here, somebody. The fortress was what you could stand behind for what? Protection. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God praise that the Lord is our fortress. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
How many of you praise God this morning that the Lord is your fortress?
Yes, yes,
Lord.
Then the psalmist says, my God, my God. Come on here, somebody. The psalmist makes it personal. He says, my God. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to give your God a praise this morning. Come on and give your God a praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you know that God is your God and that you got the Lord God as your God, come on and give your God a praise. Come on and give him glory right now. Come on here, somebody. Everybody got a God, but is it the God of heaven and earth? Come on here, somebody. Everybody talking about God, but amen. Is your God the God of heaven and earth? Is your God holding up the universe? Is your God the maker of all mankind? Is your God the holder of life and death? Is your God in control of everything? If that's your God, come on, give him praise. If that's your God, come on, give him glory. If that's your God, come on and magnify him. If that's your God, come on, open up your mouth and give him the glory that's due his name. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, in him will I trust. Come on here, somebody. In him. Hallelujah. Will I trust? Come on here, somebody. How many know that we can't trust in nothing right now but him? Come on here, somebody. Everything else is a lying wonder. Come on here, somebody. Everything else is a deceiver. But our God is what? The truth. Come on here, somebody. He is the truth. Amen. The way and the life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't that what he said? He says, I am what I am, the way, the truth, and the life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that when you trust in him, that you can have sweet sleep, you can have peace. When you trust in him, you can have joy. When you trust in him, glory to God. You ain't got to worry about anxiety. You ain't got to worry about stress. All you got to do is trust in the Lord. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 3 says, surely. Such as that word surely. Surely. He shall deliver thee. Woo! Glory to God. Rabba sa pa-do-do-do-do-do-bo-kun-da-da-da-da-ba-sando. Hallelujah. He says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Come on here, somebody. What it's actually talking about is that he going to deliver us from every trap of the enemy.
Amen.
See, those of you that know anything about hunting, see, when you go out in the woods, you set a trap for what you want to catch. Put something in the trap to attract what you want to kill. Glory to God. Oh, Shabbatata Tarabasando. And as soon as what you want to eat come to the track to get what you have put on the trap, and then the trap breaks him and it kills him. And I heard the Holy Ghost say that's what the devil do with a lot of us. He set a trap.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. A prime example is a bear trap. The bear get caught in the trap. The trap is designed because it's so sharp and it's so powerful that it comes together and locks on the prey. But what the enemy does is he puts something on the trap to draw the prey to the trap. That's what he do with us. He set a trap, but then he put something on the trap to make it look desirable. Come on here, somebody. So that the prey goes toward the trap to get the treat. They think it's a treat, but it's a setup. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord saying to somebody, don't fall for the trap. Oh, who is the Lord talking to this morning? He said, don't fall for the trap.
Wow.
Because the enemy got something set up on the trap that look good, that's going to be desirable to your flesh. But as soon as you go to mess with it, that's when the trap going to close on you, and it's going to lock on you, and then that's when it's going to be detrimental to you. God is saying, don't fall for the trap of the enemy. He's saying, stay in your secret place. And that's what I'm going to show you and reveal to you. And I'm going to be everything you need to where you won't fall for the trap of the enemy. Somebody give God a praise out of the Moshando. I don't know who the Holy Ghost is talking to, but he's saying it ain't going to work. Amen. Whatever the enemy got, it ain't going to work because I'm going to open your eyes to it. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a shout, Abasando. He said, I'm going to deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Hallelujah. From the snare. From the snare of the fowler. And from the noisome pestilence. Hallelujah. The noisome pestilence represent the enemy speaking in your ear. God says, I'm going to shut up the mouth of demons that's been speaking in your ear, of unclean spirits that's been speaking in your ear. Pestilence. Come on here, somebody. What do pestilence come to do? Come to be a pest. Come on here, somebody. They come to upset you. They come to agitate you. And God says, I'm finna shut up the enemy from speaking in your ear. Somebody yes, give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And then in verse 4 it says, and he shall cover thee with his feathers. Come on here, somebody. In other words, God's going to cover us. And I'm picturing right now an eagle. I'm picturing God as an eagle, and he's covering us. Come on here, somebody. And he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. In other words, this has to do with safety. God's going to cover us with his feathers, and we're going to be under the wings of his protection. Come on here, somebody. And then the Bible says his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. His truth. What is God's truth, beloved? His word. Come on here, somebody. Circle that. His truth. His word, hallelujah, shall be our shield. Shield is for protection. God is saying when we stay in our secret place, we're going to be able to throw that word up at the devil, and that word is going to be a shield. Come on here, somebody. So whatever the devil is trying to throw at us, it's going to bounce off. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because we got a shield in the word. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody give God a praise for his shield, for his word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. For his truth. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let me tell you something, beloved. The only way that the word can be a shield through the word being truth is that it has to be truth in us. Come on here, somebody. We got to be a doer of the word. And that's how the word become a shield, because we're not only a hearer, but we are a doer of the word. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And the Lord said when we become a doer of the word, their word become what? A shield to us. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So the Lord said that the word should be our shield and what? Our buckler. It's going to buckle us. It's going to help us to walk right. Come on here, somebody. That word buckle means that it's going to help us to stand up straight. Come on here, somebody. Also, I'm reminded of when we're in the car and we put our seatbelt on, we buckle up. It's a term of safety. And God is saying when we become a doer of the word, that word become what? A buckler. It buckles us. Amen. It allows us to be in what? Safety. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Tell somebody right quick and say, neighbor, buckle up. Come on here, somebody.
Neighbors, buckle up. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. When we do the word, that word becomes a buckler. It becomes a way for us to be able to walk straight, to stand up straight. Come on here, somebody. And then verse 5 says, thou shalt not be afraid. Thou shalt not be afraid. Thou shalt not be afraid. When am I going to not be afraid, Apostle? When I understand that the Most High, that I'm in the secret place of the Most High, and I'm under the shadow of the Almighty. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
When I realize that El Elyon and El Shaddai is fighting for me, is protecting me, is keeping me, glory to God, in my secret place in prayer, then I'm going to be able to say like the psalmist, amen, that he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give God
Lord.
Another praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Then he says, I will not be afraid for the terror by night. Come on here, somebody. I mean, you know that you're not going to be afraid of the terror by night. There's a lot of terror by night that the enemy is doing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? But I'm not afraid because I'm in my secret place in prayer. And, amen, my secret place in the Most High. And I'm under the shadow of the Almighty. Come on here, somebody. His shadow is able to protect me from all things. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We need to get excited about the shadow of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the shadow of the Lord. Somebody need to give God a praise for his shadow right now. Hallelujah. And he says that thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the enemy is shooting his arrows at whoever is not in the secret place?
Yes, Lord.
But God is saying you ain't got nothing to fear because you in the secret place of the Most High under the shadow of the Almighty. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody tonight, I'm totally protected from the enemy's darts. I'm totally protected from the terror by night. Hallelujah. And it says, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Hallelujah. How many know that there's pestilence that walk in darkness? Come on here, somebody. Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Amen. Noonday is the highest point of warfare. Amen. He says there's destruction at noonday, but I'm not worried about it. Amen. Why? Because I am, amen, in the secret place. I'm dwelling there. I'm not just coming there. I live there. This is my residency. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you know that when you dwell in a place, that means that you reside there, you live there. Glory to God. This is our habitation. Somebody give God another hand of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you know, beloved, that 12 o'clock noon is the hottest part of the day? Come on here, somebody. And how many of you know that at 12 o'clock noon, the hottest part of warfare where the enemy tries to intensify and throw things at us? But God said, don't worry, you protected. Amen. Don't worry, I got you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you were in your secret place. And that's why he says in verse 7, that 1,000 shall fall at thy side. 1,000 shall fall at thy side. How many know that 1,000 is a lot? He said, 1,000 gonna fall at your side, 1,000 at your right hand. But what? But it shall not come nigh thee. Are y'all hearing me this morning?
Amen.
God said, all hell is about to break loose. 1,000 is going to fall at your side. And remember, the Bible says one can chase 1,000. So you got 1,000 falling at your side. So by yourself, by ourselves, we can chase what? 1,000. But then the Bible says, and 10,000 at thy right hand. See, the 10,000 represent when you got the anointing. When you got the anointing of God, you can chase down what? 10,000. Hallelujah. Because it's you and the anointing. So us by ourselves, we can put 1,000 to a flight. But God says, but when it's you and the anointing that I've given you, you can put 10,000 to a flight. Somebody need to be giving God a praise. Hallelujah. Why you think the devil don't want us to walk in this? The enemy don't want us to embrace the fact that when we're in our secret place of the Most High, come on here, somebody, that means we ain't got to worry about nothing getting higher than us, because the Most High means that you're at your highest point. You're at the peak right now. Come on here, somebody. Why do you think God keep wanting to bring us up higher? Oh, catch the revelation, beloved. Say, Lord, take me up higher, Lord. Take me, Lord, take me higher, Lord. I want to go higher. I want to go to my highest place in you. Come on here, somebody. Touched by the enemy. Lord, take me higher. God said, all you got to do is get in your secret place and watch what I do for you. Glory to God. So 1,000, verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. But, you know, but is only good if God is behind it. And see, but is a cancellation word. See, but cancels everything on the other side of it. Notice it said but. So but cancels out everything else. Yeah, it's happening all around you, but it can't touch you. Who's catching that this morning? God is saying, yeah, the pandemic, amen, yeah, the COVID, yeah, the monkeypox, and yeah, all this other stuff is happening all around you, but it shall not come nigh thee. I don't even know how you could be quiet right now, beloved. God says all this that you hear on the news and all of this, you hear in the world, but it shall not come nigh thee. It will not come nigh you. Hallelujah. We are protected. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a praise. Hello. Oh, I feel my Cheerios this morning. Somebody tell the devil, you can't touch this. You can't touch this, devil. You cannot touch this. Somebody tell the devil, you can't touch this. Hallelujah. No, we not MC Hammer, but you can't touch this. You can't touch it because the word say you can't touch it. You can't come near me because the word says you can't. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Your eyes may shine, your teeth may grit, but none of this over here can you get. Glory to God. I'm protected. Hallelujah. I'm protected. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, you can only talk like this when you're protected. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, somebody need to give your God a shout.
Hallelujah.
And then verse 8 says, only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. In other words, God says, you're going to see it with your eyes, but you're not going to be affected by it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah! You're going to see it with your eyes, but he's not going to be able to come nigh you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, said, God got me quarantined. Hallelujah. He got me quarantined from all of the devil's devices. He got me quarantined. Cut up, Holy Ghost. He got me quarantined from everything that's going on in the world. He got me quarantined from the wicked. He got me quarantined from the evil. Hallelujah. He got me quarantined from my haters. He got me quarantined. Tell them about the neighbor, he got me quarantined. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Neighbor, he got me
quarantined. Hey! Lord. Shout out to the little old son, though. Hallelujah. You wonder why can't nobody get to you? You wonder why you're not harmed or hurt? Glory to God. God said, because I got you quarantined. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give your God a shout. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And then the Bible says, because thou hast made the Lord, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. He said, because you made me your habitation. You made me what? Your dwelling place. You made me to where you're going to live and abide in me. Come on, here, somebody. He said, there shall no evil befall thee. Is y'all underlining this? Therefore, he says, there shall no evil befall thee. In other words, ain't no evil going to come upon you. Ain't no evil going to overtake you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The only time evil overtake you is when you're under a curse. If you ain't under no curse right now, beloved, come on and give God a praise. Come on and give God a Holy Ghost praise. If you know you ain't under no curse, come on and shout with the voice of triumph to your God. If you ain't under no curse, come on and tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Everybody worried about everything. Everybody scared. Everybody walking on eggshells. God said, no, don't you walk on no eggshells. You walk on the anointing. You walk in the anointing. You walk in my word. You hold your head high. You represent me in this hour. You let the world know that there is still a God that is holy. There is still a God that is omniscient. There is still a God that is omnipotent. There is still a God that is all-powerful and omnipresent. Come on, give him praise. Come on, give him glory, beloved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Turn down for what, neighbor? I ain't turning nothing down but my collar. I'm raising my head up, and I'm representing the Lord of glory, because the Lord is saying, this ain't the time, glory to God, to put your light under a bushel. This ain't the time to be ashamed of me. This is the time to start busting out. Glory to God, you better bust out for the Lord. You better bust a move for the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This is the time to be bold. The Bible says over in Acts, every time they got bold, supernatural acts happen. God is saying, this is your time to get bold in me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be bold about the God we serve. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I don't know about you, beloved, but I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. He said, turn up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because the world can't turn up because they under the curse of the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now they're trying to find a way, glory to God, to send the plague back, but they can't now. So they say, you know, we just going to have to be content with it. We're going to have to live with it. No, y'all live with it. We don't have to live with nothing but the fact that our God say that we are free from the curse of the law. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. In verse 10, he said, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague, neither shall any plague. Circle that word plague, plague, plague. No plague shall come with not your dwelling. Come on here, somebody. In other words, it can't touch you. Why? Because you are in the shadow of the Almighty. Come on here, somebody. And you have made the Lord your habitation. Amen. We have made the Lord our habitation. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
turned down for what? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Our God ain't told us to turn down, and we ain't turning it down. Glory to God. The only thing we turn it down is anything that's coming from the devil. Come on here, somebody. We don't need none from the devil. If it's coming from the enemy, amen, turn it down. Don't accept it. Amen. In demonology terms, in domino terms, all money ain't good money. Amen. We don't need nothing that's coming from the devil. Our God is able to supply all of our need according to his righteousness. Glory to God. According to his goodness. We ain't got to worry. Testify, I said, neighbor, don't worry.
Neighbors, don't worry.
God got us.
God got us.
Somebody give God a praise if you believe it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I feel the anointing of God, neighbor. I feel a shift. Why you think there's a boldness that's coming up in your spirit? It ain't there by accident. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost making you bold. He said, come on. Amen. This is the best time to shine. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Excuse me. I'm on one now, neighbor. This is the best time to shine. If you go shine, you should shine right now. The world is in darkness. God is saying they need the light. You got the light they need. Let your light shine. Let your light shine, neighbor. Tell about the neighbor, let your light shine. Hallelujah. Hey, how you doing? It's the best time to shine, neighbor. They need to see the God in you. They need to know our God is an awesome God. Somebody give God a praise, neighbor. Somebody bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, what you waiting on? What you waiting on, neighbor? Amen. You got the light. Glory to God. You talking about God sending the light. God said, no, you the light. You the light. You the light they need. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, they do. Come on.
He said, that's why I'm sending you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because you ain't afraid. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Ooh, Lord.
And he says in verse 10, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Why? Because we serve a holy God. And the enemy can't come where there's holiness. Come on here, somebody. He can't come where the Lord is our habitation. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then verse 11 says, for he shall give his what? Angels charge over thee. Tell somebody, say, you better listen to your angel. Oh, I can't hear nobody this morning.
Hallelujah.
You better listen to your angel, beloved. Your angel got charge over you. He got authority over you to keep you from all hurt, harm, and danger. Your angel has charge over you. The Bible says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in what? All thy ways. Come on here, somebody. Your angel, your guardian angel, has the power to keep you in all your ways. But you got to listen to your angel. Come on here, somebody. And then you got to be speaking to where your angel can work for you. Let me tell you something, beloved. Every time you speak against the word, you tie the hands of your angel. Every time you say what the devil say, you tie the hands of your angel. Your angel can't move for you. Why? Because your words have spoken death over him. He can't move for you until you speak the word of the living God. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you want your angel to move for you, then you better say what God say about you. And then your angel is able to move with the swiftness, with the quickness for you. Amen. The word of God releases him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
We wonder why our angel ain't moving for us. It's because we're speaking too many negative words, and we've tied the hands of our angel. And our angel is saying, when you don't say something to untie my hands, come on here, somebody. We don't realize what we do against our help. Oh, glory to God. You fighting the hand that feeds you. Come on here, somebody. We got to learn how to speak in alignment with our angel. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord. Psalms 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, yea, his angels that excel in strength. So every time we speak the word, we make our angel more powerful. Hallelujah. Every time we speak the word, our angel get more buff. Come on here, somebody. If you want your angel to start looking like Hulk Hogan, glory to God, then you better start releasing the word of God to your angels. Come on here, somebody. Speak that word out. Loose the word, glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. That excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his words. Our angels are waiting on us to give a voice to the word. Come on here, somebody. The word doesn't have a voice, beloved, till you give it one. And God is saying, when you give your word a voice, then you are allowing your angel to move for you. You are losing so many angels in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for our angels, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for our guardian angel, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Back to Psalms 91 in 11. We have given his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes,
somebody
Lord.
Give
Thank
God
you.
The glory. You know Hallelujah. Many accidents, amen, God has kept us from, amen, hurt, harm, and danger was because of your angels. Come on here, somebody. We don't know. We got angels all around us protecting us, leading us, guiding us. And God is saying, do not forsake your angel. Come on here, somebody. Give God praise for your angels. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh. Give God praise for your angels. You got angels protecting you. You got angels keeping you. You got angels around you. Come on and give God praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Beloved, I'm about to wrap it up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and give your God one more shout of praise. Come on and
Thank
give
you
your
Lord.
God one more shout
yes,
of victory.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God, beloved. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. If I was going to give this here, amen, a title or a message, I would call it the secret place. Glory to God. The secret place. Amen. Tell your name. The name will stay in your secret place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't leave out of your secret place. Hallelujah. Oh, I got another nugget from heaven. I got to drop it in before I give it over to Elder right quick. Guess what? The Lord just dropped in my spirit. That's why the Bible says for us to pray without ceasing. If there's never a time that we're not supposed to be praying, beloved. Pray without ceasing. In other words, don't stop praying. Stay in your secret praise. Amen. Pray without ceasing. Stay in your secret place. Give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, I feel God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Come on in, Elder, and get some of this. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God on today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We protected in this hour. Hallelujah. Mm. We've been blessed in this hour. He is our refuge in this hour. Hallelujah.
Hey!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. An on-time word. Somebody needed to know. I see things going on around me, but it's not going to affect me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey! Shaboko tarabasando. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Mm. We thank God on today. We praise him and we magnify his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For his word will remain true. It's true. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord.
He is going to preserve us in this time. Hallelujah. This time of judgment. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey! Shababoko Tanabasando. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We thank God for that word on this morning. Amen. From the man of God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. That his word is true. We thank God that we are protected. We are covered. Hallelujah. We praise him on today.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the man
yes,
of
Lord.
God on this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the word. Hallelujah. That you put in his heart to pour
into
him, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you pour back into him all of the virtue that he has poured out onto us on this morning. Continue to lead him and guide him, Lord. Continue to mold him and shape him, Lord. And we thank you in advance for everything you're doing for him and in his family, Lord. Hallelujah. And
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. And, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord one more time for being who he is. Hallelujah,
hey,
for being our
secret
Hallelujah, for being our secret place. Hallelujah. That secret place. We got to get in that secret place
hey.
To God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God today. Hallelujah. Everybody got a public place, but what about that secret place? Glory to God.
Come
hallelujah.
On, somebody. Hallelujah.
You go and tell God what you can't say hallelujah in front of the church. Hallelujah.
Hey!
The struggles nobody know about. Your husband don't know. Your wife don't know. Your kids don't know. But God knows because you told him in that secret place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Like I said that you prayed about in that secret place, he's going to deliver you. Openly, hallelujah. Glory to
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God
hallelujah.
On today. Hallelujah. We praise him for that word. We want to open up the line, glory to God. If there be one on this morning that has a testimony, a prayer request, hallelujah, amen. We want to put that on the throne of grace, amen. The phone line is open, hallelujah. Will there be one on this morning, glory to God? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. For the word that came forth on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you.
Want to remind everybody about morning glory. Hallelujah. Every morning, 6 o'clock a.m. Hallelujah. On the West Coast. 7 o'clock Midwest time, 8 o'clock, hallelujah, Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock on the East Coast morning glory, hallelujah, with the Committee Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hallelujah, amen. Join them and be blessed with a word from the Lord, hallelujah. And we will be back on the second day of the week, hallelujah, 7 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock. Midwest, 9 o'clock Central, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Join us for more than an hour of power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where we come to bring you the overflow. Hallelujah. And we thank God on today. Hallelujah. For everything God has done, everything God is doing. And we most of all, we thank God for that word that he brought forth on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. We thank God for that on today. Amen. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord. We truly hope each and every one of you have been blessed, hallelujah, with the word of God on today. Glory to God. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of the man of God so he can give his final announcements and the benediction at this time. It's back in your hands, man of God. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Bless you, man of God. Amen. God drew my attention to something. How many of you remember Hannah in 1 Samuel? That was the mother of Samuel.
Amen.
Peninnah, Aiah, she had children. Eli had two wives. Hannah had no children, but he continued to give her gifts and everything. She had everything, but she had no child. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, she went up to worship in verse 3. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord. Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And while she was in prayer, she started talking to God in her secret place. Her lips were moving, but wasn't nothing coming out of her mouth because she was praying in secret. Come on here, somebody. Verse 5. Says, but to Hannah, he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And she was being made fun of because she had no children. But look what she did in verse 9. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest set upon his seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul. So she was weeping out of her pain because she had no child. And prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow. How many know that when we make a vow to the Lord, that the Lord honors our vow?
Amen.
And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, which means, O Lord of heaven, O Lord of the warring angels. Because anytime you see the Lord of hosts, that's him and his warring angels. If thou will indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaiden and remember me. Come on here, somebody. And not forget thine handmaiden, but will give unto thine handmaiden a man child. Come on here, somebody. For all the children she could ask for, she could ask for a girl. But no, she wanted a male child. Then will I give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. She said, Lord, if you give me a son, I'll give him back to you all the days of his life. Come on here, somebody. And there shall no razor come upon his head. Why? Because that was the vow of a Nazarite, that the hair couldn't be cut. Come on here, somebody. So God never wanted our hair to be cut. I'm going to leave that alone. But the thing is that when Hannah went in her secret place with God, God honored the prayer of Hannah and gave Hannah what she asked for. Eli didn't know what was going on, But God in heaven knew what was going on. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't know who this is for this morning, but God is saying your secret place is going to produce everything you asked for in secret. He said, I'm getting ready to reward you openly so that the world can see how blessed you are. Come on here, somebody. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And also, I'm hearing one more thing before I get ready to close. God said, tell those who will, ask those who will, to sow a $91 seed. I don't know if you can hear me, but the Lord just put in my spirit, those who will, for you to sow a $91 seed. And watch what God do through your obedience. Watch what the Lord do through your obedience. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now I want you to do this only if God is talking to you, because God has you on his mind. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But for those who will obey God, sow their seed of $91 for Psalms 91. Father, we thank you in this hour. We thank you for what our ears have heard. We thank you for what our eyes have seen. We thank you for what our heart now understands. We thank you, Lord, for getting us to a secret place, a place in you, Lord, that we can't be touched. We thank you, Lord, for Psalms 91, Lord. Continue, Lord God, to bless us, continue to lead us, continue to guide us. Father, we give you all praise and all glory. Lord, let those who heard your word, Lord, move and obey, Lord, at the sound of your voice. We thank you right now, Lord, that it's already done. We give you the praise and the glory. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you that the devil is already a defeated foe. And we give your name the glory and the praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Then amen. Somebody shout with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Come on and give God the praise this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody give God praise for Psalm 91. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if that's you, amen, by all means, obey God with that $91 seed. Amen. So that God can do the amazing miracles and things that he wants to do in your life. Amen. Hallelujah this morning. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of our dear elder. Amen. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Bless you, my brother. Bless you. Amen. We thank God once again for the man of God and the word that came forth on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we want to remind you, we will be here again next week at the same time, same channel. Hallelujah. So make sure you call in and tune in with us once again. And on behalf, amen, of Apostle Curry and everyone on the line, amen, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed day. Go with God. Don't forget, say your prayer and watch what God can manifest in your life on today. Have a blessing. Go with God. And we're going to see y'all next time. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
For that little child with no father, for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, for that little boy living in hate.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
There's a man,
oh yeah,
standing on the corner. He has no home. He has no food. And his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
Man, a He loves you more than you'll ever know.
Then I'm walking away.
Open up.
After my ship it landed, truth is I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was
pray.
I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet is where they thought I came from. After my ship it landed, truth is I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pin it all down in my notebook. Just a lot of verses, me learning how not to curse was like learning to write in cursive. She's still flirting with me even though we up in church, and I'm fighting to memorize all these verses up in the Word. You would've never seen it come. A couple months ago, I'm getting high with my cousin. And fast forward now, around campus, I am buzzing. Not really, but it felt like that. It felt like rap was just another passion. Never thought I'd be at the Grammys talking about my fashion. You don't believe in God, but how did you explain what happened? I promise we ain't planning. Now Christians unashamed from Zambia to Manhattan. Still looking for the pattern, come on. What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is that you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey, it all started with me. What's up? What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey. Yeah, most of the things I thought I'd never do, I did those. And I ain't nothing but a man standing up on his tiptoes. Shout out to Kirk Franklin, but I hate him. I'm what happens when hip-hop lets all the saints in. I wouldn't call it gospel music, but I'm Christian, no. And it's what happened when a Christian flow. Now it's funny, cause I don't really got a home. And this industry say it, leave him alone, unless he become a clone. Had me singing the same old songs, no power in them. But I'm too hard to understand, I'm an algorithm. And evidently it's evidence I'm a resident of somewhere that you know that you ought to be, but you never been. So try to get used to me, cause I'ma settle in. Reminding you to settle your heavenly settlement. A sight for sore eyes or an eyesore, it don't matter, I own a label. And guess what, I'ma sign more.
Church close too.
The canon, the canon, the canon.
This is for somebody. Do your head like this. Watch this.
Every time I think back.
And every time I think back.
second verse. Watch this. Watch this. Remember.
Remember when the doctor said, he said he couldn't help you out.
Remember this right here.
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling low. And the wind of the night will never end. Sun came out, now you can smile.
What's his name? You remember that?
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling low.
What?
Just when thought the night would never end.
What happened?
The sun came.
Anybody up here know what I'm talking about? Look at that. Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Can we minister to you? Come on and talk. Talking about us. Just keep on.
Keep on.
What does it do?
Out.
It's what I love. It's right.
Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary. Ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. Extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary.
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra. You think I do the most. You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How I preach on the mic in the church flowing. Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. Still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time, all y'all haters get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget, I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra, that's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. Trying to be extra spiritual, nah, or extra lyrical, you just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear me.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it, he the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. God with it. So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Trying to overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. I'm rather G-O-D, because he got my back. When Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it, and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they're
but saying. I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen,
that I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
10,000 is your right side, because the right hand represents where your shoe is.
You said, I believe. You said, it is done. You said, I believe. You said, it is done. Can you help me sing?
Thank you.